All right, joined here by our Top Fuel champion, Leah Pritchett, driver of the Papa John's Top Fuel Dragster, crew chief by Todd Okuhara. An incredible weekend for Leah this weekend, obviously winning the race, but also in the process of that, setting the national laps time record in Top Fuel, which many would argue is the most prestigious record in the sport, 3.64 seconds. Defeated today, Rob Passy, Scott Palmer, and Clay Milliken on the way to the final round. So this was a race that you were not at last year. Your last year was tumultuous, drove a bunch of different cars, and you come in here this weekend, win the event, and set the Top Fuel national record. What a difference 365 days makes.
It does, absolutely, and I too would get some of those races mixed up. This is actually our 1 year anniversary of Papa John's coming to the race.
Okay.
No, all good. Okay. There's a lot going on in 2016, and you know, you just swing the pendulum the exact other way, and that's what happens. I mean, Don Schumacher has given me the best team, in my opinion, and we keep continuing to prove that. So I really like that these numbers and their work ethic and the consistency really backs it up when I say we have the best team, because we have the best hot rod. To go multiple times backing up our national record, you know, doing incredible things in Denver, number one, it's absolutely amazing. The only thing that would ever be better than this is if we can keep this sprint of a marathon through all the way till the end. But right now, man, we're going to enjoy this win, because those guys, they deserve it.
So the run against Milliken, obviously, you know, you talk to every driver, we're going to run my own race, do this and the other thing. But Milliken's car was incredible today, the multiple runs in the 360s. You knew, your team knew what you had to show up with to compete there.
We did. I mean, the 65, not to say it surprised anybody, but for today, being warmer and it's not a Friday night session, that 65 that he threw down, wow, incredible. And then he did it again, and it's, the competition is so tense and tight, and it's, as soon as Sanjo said, yeah, all right, looks like we're going to have to put Q2 tune-up in it, I was like, that's racing. We started jumping around, because we're like, you know, we're not trying to go A to B. We are trying to beat the other car, and that was the fastest car on the property today so far, and it was an opportunity for us to bring our absolute A game, and that's what Todd and Joe did and our entire team. So, and we're here we are.
You guys changed the clutch disc package coming into this race. You guys have what you had back at the beginning of the season back in the car now. You know, how much does the performance, obviously setting the national record, winning the race, how much does that confidence, does that give you now coming into the countdown coming up here?
That definitely gives a lot of confidence. But in that meantime, we've worked on a couple different things, specifically in the blower program and getting our chassis back to how it was in the beginning of the season. So as we've made small climbs without having that clutch disc package in, putting that back in and everything coming together, technically the best ingredients, all working, put those numbers on the track. So that confidence is there. I mean, you never thought that you could be in love with a clutch disc before, but we are.
First time in history that two women have won in Nitro. How does it feel to be part of that history?
It's absolutely incredible, and not just any other woman. I mean, Alexis and I, we go back a long ways, and to be able to celebrate a win together like this, and I mean, I wish that she could see, and she'll probably see it later today, the amount of love that the Coletta team has, and when they win, and I felt it inside my car, and when she won, I could taste it. I could taste her win, and whether it was her Nitro or rubber or whatever it was, I felt this is our race to win, and it's our time to double up. One of her crew members is brothers with one of my crew members, so it's a double up inside the family. So an HRA is definitely a family sport, and the fans out here in Brainerd definitely proved that this weekend.
The fourth win of the season for you, kind of interesting. You tie Shirley Muldowney now for the single season win record, if you will, for a female driver in Top Fuel.
That's something to it's something to be incredibly proud of to do. I mean, she was an incredible racer, and I mean, man, is she tough as nails. And I've got a car that's tough as nails, so that thing is propelling us there. It's awesome to tire. The goal is to, I guess, it's not to beat that record or anything. It's to continue to beat our own records. That's, if we're the quickest right now and winning races and number one, all we can do is try and beat ourselves.
This is the first time you've beaten Antron in a final round before, you know, going up against, you know, whoever it is, but obviously Steve-O and Antron, you know, how much confidence does it give you to beat someone like that? You know, he's obviously the measuring stick in the sport right now.
He is by far the measuring stick right now, and he always has been for me. I went to him after E2, and I said, dog, I gotta hit your tree. I gotta practice both of my practice trees. I'm off on them. I can't get it dialed in. Him and I spent about 20 minutes, so as a teammate, as a competitor, I wasn't going to go and practice on his practice tree before final round. Like, I don't think we were going to do that. But they are the measuring stick. And in order to be a champion someday, you got to beat the champion. And, you know, we're well on our way, but we have a lot of work to continue to do.
Congratulations.
Right. Thank you, everybody.
Thanks, sir.